Don't even have a scripture to look at tonight, but I want to, with Father's Day, I was reading about Isaac Watts, and he is called the father of the English hymns. He wrote Joy to the World, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, and At the Cross, plus about 600 more hymns. His life was shaped in large part by his father, Isaac Sr. Throughout Isaac Sr.'s life, he was imprisoned repeatedly for his nonconformist beliefs. In 1685, while in prison, he wrote this letter, or this was part of a letter, he wrote to 11-year-old Isaac at that time. He said, "We must endeavor by patient waiting to submit to his will without murmuring and not to think amiss of his chastening us, knowing that all his works are the products of infinite wisdom." This father in prison, seeing that, or sensing, recognizing that his son needed maybe some encouragement, or just in his absence needed this reminder, and then he gave him these rules or these charges. First, frequently read the scriptures, and not as a task, but as a delight. And again, think this is a father writing to an 11-year-old boy with these instructions. Number two, understand the sinful state and be a praying Christian. Remembering prayer is the best weapon of a saint's defense. Number three, remember the hope of salvation founded in Jesus Christ. Number four, always remember God is our Creator and serve Him with a willing mind. Number five, worship God in God's own way, according to the rules in the gospel, and not according to the inventions or traditions of men. Do not entertain in your heart any popish doctrines, praying to saints or to Mary or any mere creature. Pray God will give knowledge of His truth, for it is a dangerous time that you are like to live in. 1685 is what he wrote. And he said that was a dangerous time, or appeared to be becoming a dangerous time to live in. Number seven, do not entertain hard thoughts of God or of His ways, because His people are persecuted, for Jesus Himself was persecuted to death for the truth. I think reading that one, I think about Paul writing to Timothy, you know, and others as well. You know, don't be ashamed of me, the testimony of the Lord, or me, His prisoner. You know, don't be ashamed of my bonds. It's kind of seems to be what he's saying to him there. Number eight, be dutiful and obedient to all superiors, your grandfather, your grandmothers, and especially to your mother. He was soon released after he'd written that letter. He lived to be 85 years old. But he planted in the heart of his son the music of the gospel and encouraged him in the pursuit of that. What an influence that father had on that young man, and what a responsibility we, as fathers, grandfathers, have to, you know, as Paul said, when I consider the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and now in thee. And may we pass that faith on to our kids. Have.